Venture X from Capital One is the travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, folks, we are going to play this clip and listen carefully to this clip. And I know you've heard this because we've been virtually talking about this for 50 years. But anyhow, this should be incentive. This should let you know why it's very, very important to keep this program on the air, because you will not hear anything even close to this on any of the fake news media. Okay, so we're going to be taking a look at what happened to Argentina. Argentina, remember, when Barack Obama got into office, Argentina was the wealthiest country in South America by far. But then he sent the CIA down there. But go ahead.
All you smart, amazing people out there, I'm so glad you are here, because I've got a very powerful message to share with you guys today. You see, over in Argentina, a presidential candidate has just issued a dire, and I mean dire, warning to the American people. And his name is Javier Milei. Now, Javier Milei sat down in an interview with Tucker Carlson. And in this interview, he dropped bombshell after bombshell after bombshell. And I thought, hey, I have to bring this to my listeners, because it is such a powerful report, and it really brought me in tears, to be honest, about the fate of our country and where we're headed. To kind of give it to you in a nutshell before I get into his dire warning, I want to say a few things about what went on in Argentina. For starters, Argentina used to be a fairly rich country. I believe it was one of the richest. Now, it is not that anymore due to government corruption and the socialist policies that the government kept bringing in. So now Argentina is one of the poorest nations in the entire Western Hemisphere. And on top of that, their entire currency has been devalued, and there is hyperinflation. And when I say hyperinflation, I mean you're taking brick stacks of money to buy basic necessities. That's how bad the hyperinflation has gotten over in that country. Now, to add a little bit more information on what's going on in that country, there's about 47 million people in that country, and only about 11 million of them work. That is a massive gap when it comes to those who work and those who do not. In other words, the government over there is only relying on the 11 million workers for all of their needs, so to speak, and all of the needs of the people. 11 million support 47 million. And this is always what happens under socialism. And to give you an even greater grasp of what's going on and how bad it is in Argentina, is their currency devalues by 10%. Each and every single month. That means every single month, people are 10% poor. This is why the nation is one of the poorest nations now in the Western Hemisphere. So a lot of people asked, how did Argentina go from a rich nation to an absolute poor nation and the place that they are today? Well, the presidential candidate, Javier Milei, had a lot to say about that. And in a nutshell, before I dive into it, the bottom line is socialism always offers free things to people. Well, nothing is free. You know, I came across this meme the other day, and I'm going to paraphrase this. Hopefully I get it right, where, you know, a mouse is running up to a piece of cheese. He thinks the cheese is free. But when he gets to that mouse trap, closes in on his head, and the mouse dies. Well, it's the same thing with socialism. They see free cheese and they go after the free cheese and grab it, but they don't realize the mouse trap is about to shut right on them. And this is what happened in Argentina. You have all these people thinking they're getting all these handouts, when in reality, they're just grabbing it from somebody else. Well, eventually, those who are working and paying the massive amount of taxes to the government to support everyone in the country, those who are not working, eventually they're going to get fed up enough. They're going to quit their job and stop and just, hey, we're going to suck off everybody else. And that's what happens all the time in socialism. And we really and honestly are truly there today, especially when we have Democrats that are literally screaming. This is what's happening now for everything to be given to them. And unfortunately, the Biden administration is doing exactly that. Before I dive into way, but with that, let's dive into this dire warning that was just issued by Javier Milei, the presidential candidate there in Argentina. Take a look here, and this is on Zero Hedge. Never embrace socialism or the siren song of social justice. Argentina presidential candidate Milei warns Tucker of the dangers of staticism. Argentina's leading presidential candidate, Javier Milei, a self-described anarcho-capitalist who won the primaries with 30% of the vote, sat down with Tucker Carlson in Buenos Aires for a wide-ranging discussion. And here's what he said when he's offering this advice and warning to the American people. He says specifically, this is what Milei said, never embrace the ideas of socialism. Never allow yourself to be seduced by the siren song of social justice. Don't get caught up in that terrible concept that where there is need, there is a right. But that can't happen on its own. We have to be prepared for this and wage a cultural war every single day. And we have to be careful because they have no problem with getting inside the state and employing techniques. Those techniques include seducing the artist, seducing the culture, seducing the media, and meddling in our educational content. By the way, all of these they have done, absolutely all of them. They have enticed Hollywood. They have enticed media. We know that mainstream media is now in bed with socialism, progressivism, and the Democrat Party. That's all they seem to push. And this is what's happening in the United States of America. And he says, just because there's a need for something doesn't mean we need to throw money at it, because eventually what happens is you destroy a country, right? So, for example, and I'm going to say this because this is a personal experience, and I'm just going to put this out there. And I'm not sure if I shared this before. My mom and dad, when we were growing up, my father used to take in homeless people. And they're good people. And this is not cliche for all of them, right? Absolutely not cliche. My dad would take in homeless people, and he would give them a job. He would give them a home. He would give them food. They would have all the necessities that they needed, even though we were really poor. I was poor. I lived in a single wide trailer growing up, not a real good place. I've shared that before, but we shared what we had with those who didn't have. And we got them jobs. We gave them an address. And every single time my dad was like, okay, you got a job, you're making money, you're doing good, they would quit their job. And he would get them another job. They would quit their job. And he's like, look, if you're not willing to work, you're not going to be allowed to stay here, because we're trying to help you out and trying to get you back on your feet. And all of them, and I believe there was five or six that we ended up housing in different times, all of them within months, with exception to one, was like, I don't want to work anymore.
Alrighty, we've got to break because the phone lines aren't ringing. Bob and Marie, well, Gail in Massachusetts pledges $200. And Bob and Marie pledges $200. Thank you, Gail. Thank you, Bob and Marie. And I know that, Bob and Marie. Those are my doers of the word. Alrighty. 888-281-1110, folks. We gotta have the phones ringing. We really do. And we are about $4,500 short of what we need. And we have only... Well, we have 40 minutes left. We got to bring in over $100 a minute for the next 40 minutes. So, in fact, I'm gonna say a prayer right now, because this is for us to stay in the air. And I do want to tell you, folks, listen, Joe and I aren't kids. We've been at this for a very long time. I work 7 days a week because, folks, the cause is a righteous cause. The cause is a righteous cause, and we really do. Again, we're not doing it for money, because we don't get any from doing this. This is we put in, but folks, our country's in bad shape. Our country is bleeding out there, and our children, their future's at stake. And folks, again, from Genesis to Revelation, God's word, the Bible, does not stutter. It tells you resistance to tyranny is always obedience to God, and failure to resist tyranny is always disobedience. And I know that we today, those of us that are doers of the word, that are activists, I know we're a minority. I would say probably more than 10% of the entire population of this country are really activists out there. But let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I just want to ask that you know who's listening out there. You know what they need to hear. And Lord, you know, you look upon their hearts. So I would ask, Father God, Lord, that you could give maybe in the next 40 minutes, at least four more people that could pledge 1,000. At least four that could pledge 1,000, Father God. Lord, that we could continue. You know, Lord, that the cause is the righteous cause, and you know why we do what we do. And so you know who's listening. You know who they are. You know, Father God, well, prick their hearts, Lord God. Those that can give will give. Lord, these things we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's go back to the clip.
I just want to suck off the government and the free stuff that I'm getting. If you continue to hand out free stuff, they're just going to stay on it. A lot of people do that. It's not cliche, but that's what he's trying to say here. Just because they're in need doesn't mean what you're doing is the correct path. And there was one homeless guy, I think, that lasted about 2 years for a job, and he finally quit and said, hey, I don't want to do it anymore. I just want to be who I'm going to be and do what I'm going to do off the government and live on the street. Now, again, that's not everyone. There's really good people who need help out there. However, this is the kind of stuff when you throw money at everything, trying to fix everything, it's not necessarily the right path. And that's some of the stuff that happens with socialism, right? But he goes on in that same article to talk about Donald Trump. And I want you to see this part. And here it is. Then Milei, touched on the third rail by supporting President Trump and offering him some advice. Here's what he said. Trump should continue his fight against socialism because he is one of the few who truly understand that we are fighting socialism and that we are fighting the statistics. He understood perfectly that the generation of wealth comes from the private sector. The state does not create wealth. It destroys it. That is a powerful point. The state can give you nothing because it produces nothing. And when it attempts, it does so poorly. So I'd say, if I could humbly offer advice, all I could say would be to double down on his efforts in the same direction, defending the ideas of freedom and refusing to give an inch to these socialists. And I love that last warning there. Refuse, refuse, refuse to give an inch to these socialists. This is why I am all for, and maybe I'm sure some of you are going to disagree with me on this point, but I think we should, if the Democrats don't give the Republicans what they want, which is massive cuts in spending, then we need to shut our government down. We need to shut it down. We should not budge and give these socialists an inch, even any iota. And if that means a government shutdown, it means a government shutdown. We're at that point where if they continue to spend as reckless as they are and the Republicans don't have enough cojones to stand up against this, then we're going to be so screwed and we're going to end up in Argentina where you have 11 million supporting 47, or maybe here in the United States, maybe it become 50 supporting the other 320 some odd million. I mean, this is insanity. We're at that point where our country is at a turning point. And if we continue to give an inch and give an inch, we're going to lose everything that we have. And to be quite frank, this is why I'm saying this, because the middle class is shrinking, right? Take a look. This is here on the Economic Collapse blog by Michael Schneider. He's got a lot of great stuff there. The middle class is becoming the impoverished class, and the poor are increasingly being pushed into the streets. And what I mean by that is take a look at the explosion of homelessness in the United States of America, Daily Mail. The U.S. sees biggest ever spike in homelessness as country sees a record 11% increase in a year to nearly 600,000 rough sleepers. San Francisco and Oakland are hotbeds with drug tourists flocking to the cities. This is an 11% increase in homelessness over the past year. That's a massive spike. And the middle class continues to shrink. Here's just more evidence that about Biden economics, which is complete devastation. Bidenomics broke America. Real household income suffers biggest drop in 12 years. And here's just another one. And this is on Benzinga. Have to make over $100,000 just to afford a new car. I mean, things are getting bad here in the country. And I've talked about so much regarding the economy, but I think we all know where the economy sits and how bad things are. This is why this is probably one of the more important reports that I have done. This is why we really need to hone in on focus on what is happening in our country. And we need to start making bold steps. Shut the government down if they're going to do what they have to do. Stop this socialism policies. Start getting involved at a political level. And we really, 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 I think, should take this to heart.
All right, very good. And speaking of getting involved, folks, again, here in Ohio, we need all the help that we can get with this issue one. Now, Created Equal and Right to Life Action Coalition of Ohio, which I'm a member of, needs regional field directors for the Northwest and Southwest regions of Ohio. If you live in one of these counties, consider holding this grassroots position. Reach out to your pro-life members to fill this paid position until November 7th. That's right, field directors and oversee volunteers going door to door. You can contact Seth Dreyer for details. Now, and I'll give you that information here in just a minute. I think it's it here, yeah. And so, as we continue to mobilize to defeat Issue 1, Created Equal is organizing volunteers across Ohio to help Canvas-targeted residents go online to register. You know, this is the mistake that they make over and over and over. They don't give out a phone number, okay? So you can go to createdequal.org, createdequal.org, okay? Now, here, we need assistance with reaching targeted voters via phone banking. This is a fantastic opportunity to make a difference in the outcome on November 7th. Volunteer and register today. Now, I want to jump ahead. Also, you have, there's going to be training. Michelle Ashley, Ohio's field director for Susan B. Anthony List, will be at a Dayton Right to Life for training this Wednesday night. That's tomorrow night from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. This is a great opportunity to learn techniques and tips on how to talk about Issue 1 if you're interested in door-to-door canvassing events or just talking with friends and family. And so that is here Wednesday, September 20th, 6:30 to 8:30. Dayton Right to Life offices. Again, they don't give a phone number. 425, and then the office number is 425 Finley Street. That's at 6:30 for you folks out there in the Dayton area, 425 North Finley Street in Dayton. And so 6:30 to 8:30, go on out and sign up and volunteer. We need your help. All righty, we need Paul in New Jersey, pledges 500. All right, thank you, Paul. We need someone to match Paul's five. We really do. We only have 30 minutes out here to match Paul's five, so in New Jersey. Who can do it? Who can we get to match Paul's five? So, now I want to say something else.
Who can we get to match your 1,000 last night for doers of the word church?
Yeah. Well, you know, in fact, I'll tell you what, you're exactly right, Joe. When we put our money where our mouth is, we have to do it. We understand the cause. Even though we work under 7 days a week, we work hard. We understand. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to pledge another 1,000 right now. So put us down for another 1,000 for doers now. And I'm asking, I want someone out there to match my pledge. At least it would be really nice to get several now. Last night I did, after we pledged 1,000. We had someone match my pledge. For the fact, we had two people actually, pledge match it. So we ended up with $3,000 pledges. So if you can do that, match my pledge for 1,000. We definitely need to hear from you. And meanwhile,
it can be businesses, churches, you know. We have a lot of people that listen on that members of a club group. Doesn't just have to be an individual. But I want to grab something real quick, that clip about socialism. I want to do something real quick, Pastor. Socialism, it's here in America. We've got to fight it. Article on Fox Biz. Medicare Part D drug prices have increased more than 200% on the average in the past since Joe Biden took over. Enbrel, one for arthritis, 700%. That goes back a little farther, but it's skyrocketing. They've listed 25 brand name drugs. They've increased 226% on the average, and medications used by over 10 million people on the Medicare Part D enrollees. These costs have tripled. This is the kind of thing in socialism, the government trying to control things. Government decided that they had to put Biden's administration, this from the Wall Street Journal, there's a Nebraska's Winnebago tribe, kind of remote. Well, the government said we've got to give them fiber optic cable. We've got to give them internet. The average cost of each household is $53,000 to connect. $53,000 for a house. Actually, that's more than the houses they're putting the internet hookup to. They have a thing called Starlink. Elon Musk, for about $500, you can buy the kit. For $120 a month, you can have Starlink internet. $53,000 to put fiber optic to each household. They're talking about other places they're spending $45,000, $50,000. There are some remote locations, they said, in Montana that could cost $300,000 per hookup.
Okay, Joe, I got to give the numbers. It's 888.
Give the numbers, and then I got two more.
281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Rhonda in New York pledges $20. Thank you, Rhonda. 888-281-1110. Go ahead, Joe.
I'll bet most people didn't know that they're spending $50,000, $53,000, $300,000 for internet hookups around the country, Biden, those huge drug prices. Now, the climate agenda, it's going to cost you more than you think. The estimate is going to be $200 billion per month to reach their goal at 2050. The world is going to need to spend $75 trillion to achieve the international climate goals. Think about that, $75 trillion. That is $2.75 trillion annually to meet net zero, which most scientists say is impossible, to keep the temperature from rising 1.5 degrees. They talk about CO2. Pastor Ernie, do you know that when the dinosaurs roamed the earth, the CO2 was 10, 20 times higher than it is today? In fact, dinosaurs couldn't live. It had to be high CO2 to grow the trees fast enough to feed the dinosaurs and the big animals. We've had higher CO2 many times during history, but they don't tell you that. And last, our red ink, we're falling off, according to a couple economists. One is Nicholas Waddy. Federal spending is up. Revenues are going down, down, down. In other words, the more the government spends, the less taxes they're taking in, and the deficit is going to double. We will spend more, $2 trillion more this year than we will take in. We have a sea of red ink, higher interest, and the financial prognosis is bad, 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 and it's going to get worse.
Well, what they don't here's what they're not telling you, Joe. When you see the inflation rate, when you watch this news, and they'll tell you inflation is up 3% from last quarter, whatever. But they're right. They're not. What they don't tell you, okay? You know, you keep hearing 3 or 4. Since Biden got into office, it's up 16%. Inflation 16, is up 16%.
Yeah.
Now,
folks, $7,400 a family is what the inflation will cost every family in America this year from inflation alone. You just lost $7,400 this year because of Biden.
And you know, and it's on a continuous slide. Again, they, you know, the whole point is to reduce America to Argentina.
Right. They're
okay.
World status, so they can take over. They don't want a strong middle class. They want a wealthy, wealthy class, and they want everybody else poor to support the rich.
Betty in Michigan pledges 100, and Toby in Youngstown pledges 100. Thank you, Betty. Thank you, Toby. All right. 888. 281-1110. We're running out of time for tonight here. Folks, we really got to hear from you.
Hear from you, yeah.
Right now, we need 2,900. We're 2,900 short of our goal tonight. So it's about the time left we have, it's about $100 a minute. We got to get another $100 per minute to make our goal. And we only do this pledge week 1 week out of a month. And in that time, we have actually less than than 10 hours. We got about 9 hours to raise the money to pay this huge air bill coast to coast for the rest of the month. And why? Well, we want to get the message out. We're your watchman on the wall. We're the folks that have been for 50 years, never compromised, not one time. And so, Joe, why don't you go ahead and ask? Go ahead and ask a prayer. Pray, because we really do need to get this done. So pray to God. Folks out there joining with him, join with Joe and ask that the Lord would move the hearts of the people tonight. We need to raise more. We got to get ahead of this thing. We've got a battle here in Ohio, a real battle, folks. We got to stop this thing. And if we don't stop it here, there's 5 other states that will fall like dominoes right behind us. So ask, pray and ask the Lord to move the hearts of the people, Joe. And folks out there with him, pray with him. Pray with him. Okay, go ahead.
Dear Heavenly Father, we and all of us in the ministry are doing the best that we are able to serve you, to please you, to be obedient to you. And Lord, we need your help. We need more people who are able to stand and help pay the bills so that we can stay on the air. And we know that you have promised in your word in several places that, especially Luke 6:38, that we will not be able to outgive you. If we give, you will see that we are capable of giving again. And you have told us that all of us should give as we are able. But the trouble is, Lord, that we know that only a small percent of the people that hear the word will be willing to donate. So, Lord, I'm asking you to help touch the heart of those 90-95% of the people who never donate but listen in at some point, sometimes, that you would touch their heart and help them to understand that this is a time we need them to stand up. And out of the millions of people that hear the program, if just 10-20% would send in $20, that it would solve our financial problems and we'd be able to pay the bills and the radio stations. So, Lord, I would just ask you to reach out and touch these people, convict their hearts, get more people to stand up and, as you say, stand in the gap and run to this battle. It's a battle. We need to get the word out. We need to get your word out, truth out. And to do that, we have to touch the hearts and minds of the listeners out there, those believers, that they would be motivated to stand and deliver, Lord. We ask this in that precious name of Jesus. Amen.
All righty, very good. We're coming up to a break. We'll be back right after this.
Read his words. heed his signs. Can't you see these are the times? Earthquakes, famines, and pestilence are all on the rise. The love of man is waxing cold, just like the way that he foretold. With all these things now happening before our eyes, can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. When he comes in the clouds, each and every knee shall bow, every ear shall hear him, every eye shall see. Fire will flash as lightning shines from east to west. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Our Savior and Deliverer and Redeemer, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, El Shaddai, Yahshua, hallelujah. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings and Lord of Lords and King of Kings and Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
All righty, we're back. Okay. Bill in Hartville pledges 100, and Blanche in New York pledges 200. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Blanche. All right. Folks, I'll give you that number out real quick, and then I'm going to tell you what we're going to do about we, the people here, all across America. There's some good things happening. Our people are standing up, and we have to fight, and we have to fight back now. Look, the Lord could come back at any time. Anytime. And he makes it very clear when he comes back, he wants to see us coming back, standing for righteousness, being doers of the word, not just hearers only. And so I'm going to tell you about how we're going to be doing that here very quickly. But the number is 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Now, we have something called Tactical Civics, and on the 29th, Friday, the 29th of this month, the last Friday of the month, at Doers of the Word Baptist Church at 14781 Sperry Road, that's 14781 Sperry Road, or you can just go to our website. I think by now they probably got this up on our website, wrwl.org. We're going to be having a Tactical Civics meeting. Now, here... The American government is a hierarchy of legal authority per the U.S. Constitution. It's what it's supposed to be. Our servants have stolen the right for themselves. 75% of federal agencies, bureaus, and offices and regulations and projects are illegal in our country. And D.C. is not only criminal, it's criminogenic. It teaches states, counties, cities, and school districts to be criminal, too. In our Constitution, we the people create, define, and limit our federal servants. But those limits only hold if we the people enforce the supreme law. As its creators, we the people are the only human power above our Constitution to enforce it. Yet we never have. But now, after 80,000 hours of R&D, well, this is actually a lot more than that now. Tactical Civics with chapters in over 600 counties. Right now, this has gone up to 900 counties. They have chapters in 900 counties in all 50 states. And Joe, there's about 3,500 counties in America. And so in all 50 states, offers full spectrum solution. We plan on having 3,141 chapters coming up. And that's then our first right will be to expand to 6,500 chapters. So we've got to do this. Now, what do they do? Well, we work actually within the system. We convene our own grand juries. We do what we should have been doing a long time ago. And in the process, we appoint a militia to. Now, the grand jury is the highest authority in the land. We in our county government, we have so much corruption. It's not just the Democrats, it's the rhinos, too. The rhinos are every bit as bad as every bit treasonous. We have so much corruption in our government today, folks, and it's because we've allowed it, and we're fighting back. We're fighting back. And so, anyhow, that meeting is going to take place at Doers of the Word Baptist Church for you folks in Northeast Ohio on the 29th of this month at 6:30. And also available, we're going to open our archives. We're going to have thousands, literally thousands of the articles that you've heard about, people that always writing us, can you send me that article? Can you send me that article? Well, they're going to be there, and you can come in and take as many as you want. We're giving them away. All right. Let me see. We have, is that Minnie? Minnie pledges 100. Thank you, Minnie. And Richard in Rocky River pledges 20. Thank you, Richard. All right, folks, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We're running out of time. We will be here till 12 midnight. So even once we go off the air, we'll still be here taking your calls. And Lord, do we need to hear from you, don't we? All righty. Joe, take it from there.
Well, we were talking earlier about the money that's being spent in Ukraine and so much of it to really enrich the military-industrial complex. Here is a story from the Daily Caller that you probably will not hear much about. The United States Coast Guard operates two icebreakers. One of them is going to retire this year, and the construction on the replacement won't happen until 2028, according to the Wall Street Journal. Now, there's two problems with this. One, Russia has 36 icebreakers in its national fleet and continues to build more of the heavy ships each year to patrol the area. The other problem is, according to Coast Guard officials and shipyard representatives, the U.S. industrial base lacks the experience designing and building a heavy polar icebreaker, Since the Polar Star and Polar Sea were designed and built over 45 years ago, this is from the Government Accountability Office, wrote in its report on the icebreaker shortage. We don't know how to build them anymore to develop hulls designed for heavy polar ice breaking. We've forgotten the technology, and we have one Coast Guard icebreaker for all of the seas that we're supposed to be patrolling and protecting. The Soviet Union has 36, and they are building them at a rapid pace. Now, you tell me what sounds wrong with that picture. We're spending money all over the world. We're spending all this hundreds of thousands of dollars on internet to rural areas. We're giving billions to Ukraine. We're giving money to all over the world. And then the pork, I was listening today, the amount of pork in the federal budget was just incredible. These congressmen and senators doing all these projects in their states, most of them to buy votes. And yet we don't have the money for icebreakers. In fact, the federal budget was reduced for the Coast Guard this year. The budget was reduced $25.8 million out of money allotted for icebreakers, according to the Congressional Research Service.
All right, Joe, I've got to jump in. Yeah, I got to jump in. Greta in Texas pledges 70. Stan in Warren pledges 511. Thomas from Michigan pledges 50. Paul in New Jersey pledges 500. And Dale from Roseville pledges 500. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Alrighty, I still need, right now, we're still about 1,700 short. About 1,700 short.
They're being answered.
Alrighty, yeah, we'll be here till midnight taking your calls. Go ahead, Joe.
I've got one more, just kind of a plug for the ministry. Dr. Ben Carson, most of you know, he's a retired neurosurgeon. He's author, and he's been Secretary of Housing, Urban Development for Trump. He's out there warning that the decade-long goals of communism have come to fruition in the U.S., and he urges the American people to have the courage to fight back against these efforts to subvert the nation's Judeo-Christian heritage. He's talking about the congressional record back in 1963, and included the current communist goals, which Pastor Ernie and I have been telling you about for years and years and years. He's talking about the book, The Naked Communist. And he talked about how so much of the things there that in the goals of communism have already come to pass or are being completed as we speak. And he is urging people to get out there and fight to stop the socialist movement, to not let it take any more centralized control over any part of our culture, any more education agencies, programs. And anyway, it's nice to see somebody else doing something that we've been doing for, what, somewhere around 30 years on that communist goals?
Yeah. Well, no. I've been doing that for 50 years, Joe. I've been sending those things out.
The goals weren't out that far back. But
Oh, yeah, they were, too. They were back.
That's right. They were completed in 63. You're right.
Yeah. We've been sending those out for 50 years. And all over. I know when you came, you kind of thought this was some new stuff that we were doing, but wasn't we? I'd already been doing that. We'd had going all the way back with Tex Mars and some of these others in that battle. I'd been in that battle already for quite a while. And so,
but we need more people to understand that they can look at that. The 45 goals of the current communist goals in America came from a book, The Naked Communist, by Cleon Skousen, FBI's top expert on communism. And we've been doing a lot on it. It's true. It's a battle, folks. Communism is the Antichrist system. That's why all of this is not a political battle. It is a and you know, it is a spiritual battle, Christ against the Antichrist system. And the enemy has a name, Antichrist, but it's also called communism. And as Christians, we are to run to the battle, fight the fight, and we are to hold ground until our Lord comes.
All righty. Ronnie in California pledges 100, and Jim in Pennsylvania pledges 25. Thank you, Ronnie. Thank you, Jim. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. It's 888-677-9673. There's some lot of good things that are happening, too. Liberty Camp, I was telling you, we've been involved for a while with Liberty Camp, and that's teaching the children about the Constitution. First of all, the Bible, and how the Bible and the Constitution and the founding of America, actual real history. And again, we've been working with numbers of Christian schools involved in this and homeschooling. And by God's grace, homeschooling continues to grow rapidly. The communists see what's happening. People are pulling their children out of public schools. They want to get them away from the pornography. And by the way, Joe, you know, the one profession more than by far, more than any other profession that homeschools or puts their children in private Christian schools or public school teachers. Public school teachers by far, okay? Now, what does that tell you?
And number two are politicians.
Yeah.
Even the liberal Democrats put their children in private schools, folks. They don't put them in the public school system.
There you go. But again, of course, hypocrisy is, you know, within the collective, hypocrisy is something to be embraced. To us, hypocrisy is repulsive, but to them, it's something to be embraced. And I want to continue to tell you that very quickly, I have to really be on this when it comes to this issue. One, I know you say, are you going to harp on that forever? This is very, very important. If we lose this, you lose parental rights. You lose parental rights, it's good. And if you lose this, folks, this is purely satanic. The deep state, these child traffickers, sex traffickers, all of these people are involved in all this stuff. It's right from hell, right from the pit of hell. And folks, I'm going to tell you, they're pumping in $50 million in phony TV ads, $50 million in phony TV ads. And I had people coming to me today say, Why don't we sue him, Pastor? Why don't we sue him? You know, do you ever notice how people say, whenever they ask, why don't we, they spell we, M-E? it's always, they want me to do this. It's not like I'm not doing as much as you can possibly do now. I mean, I'm going full speed ahead. But, you know, there should be sued for these false ads that they're running. Terry in Minnesota pledges 25. Thank you, Terry in Minnesota. All right, let me see. How much time do I have left here? All right, folks, I got to tell you this. We're at that point of the program tonight where it comes to the most important part. Let me ask you out there, because, see, this is reality. We're gonna get into reality here. Obviously, all of you out there know that you're going to die. Some of you might not be here come morning when the light rises, you know. And, you know, the most important thing, it's not a tragedy by any means to die. Everybody you know is going to die. To die in your sin, on the other hand, is a real tragedy. It's something you can't undo. Now, you're free to believe anything you want to believe, okay? But there's only one source of authority and knowledge that's got an absolutely perfect record of fulfillment. And my right arm is resting on a King James Bible right now. It's the Word of God. And God, he doesn't mix words. He tells you the way it is. He doesn't stutter. He tells you very clearly that you're going to die someday. And when that happens, then there's going to be a judgment. When you die, your spirit and soul is going to go to heaven or hell. It's going to go to heaven or hell. That's going to happen. God has said that's going to happen. And if God says it's going to happen, it happens, folks. You got 6,000 years of history that shows that. Now, here's the question. Are you going to be smart enough to avoid that burning lake of fire? And that's the question. And if you are, here's what you have to do. Here's what God said you have to do. You have to pray to the Father. You got to do that. You got to pray to the Father and ask for forgiveness of your sins. You see, the good news is only sinners can be saved, and you're a sinner. Ask for forgiveness of your sins. And if you're sincere, then the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You have to show him that you have the faith that you believe his word. And once you've done that, then you pray to the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations in all things. You got to put him first. He said you have to put him first. Before mother, before father, whoever, you got to put him first. Because when he hung, he took your place upon that cross, he put you first. And once you've done that, when you ask him to be Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations, then you become a new creature. You become an heir of the kingdom. Do you hear me? An heir of the kingdom, right? In other words, you become part owner of all that God owns. And what does God own? Everything. And you'll be on your road, on the road to eternal life. And, folks, to immortality. You say, immortality? I mean, that's what God said. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Read it, okay? Immortality. And that when that happens, you will be indwelt by the Holy Spirit. You will become indwelt with the Holy Spirit. Now, when you die, your spirit and your soul will go right home to be with the Lord in heaven, waiting on the resurrection of your body, on the rapture of the church, if that should happen tonight. So believe me, that's what you want to do. If you have not done that, when you hear the preacher give this invitation, he's just a messenger. God is sending a message. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Lord God.
Lord God.
I come to you.
I come to you.
A sinner, Lord.
A sinner, Lord.
I'm asking for forgiveness of my sins.
I'm asking for forgiveness for my sins.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Be the Lord of my life.
Be the Lord of my life.
All of my life.
All of my life.
Completely and totally.
Completely and totally.
Without any reservations.
Without any reservation.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm now a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom by the word of God. And I will be indwelt now with the Holy Spirit. And I know that I will be on the road to eternal life and to immortality because I've got God's word on that.
Right. And so, amen to that.
Amen. Well, we're coming up to that time, Joe. I want to say very quickly, Joan in New Jersey pledges 25. Folks, we're going to be here till midnight. And so we still need to hear from you. We really need to hear from you tonight. We're still come up short. We're, I think, still about 1,500 short. So until tomorrow, as we say good night. We say this every night at this time as we come up to it. We say good night. Say good night.
Good night.
And then we say God bless, right?
God bless.
And then we say always, right? Always. Have we been doing it for 50 years? Always.
Keep
fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
As easy as pie?
Sure. All you have to do is enter your license plate or VIN.
As easy as a stroll in the park.
Okay, then just answer a few questions and you'll get a real offer in seconds.
As easy as singing!
Why not? Schedule a pickup or drop-off and Carvana will pay you that amount right on the spot.
As easy as playing guitar.
Actually, I find that kind of difficult. But selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
Can be.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get an instant offer today.